Welcome to Love and Hustle with Juku January. I have Tierra and Fluff in the building today. Tierra is a hairstylist and Fluff is a comedian. Tierra, where are you from?
From North Chicago.
And Fluff, where are you from?
From the no-go.
Okay. And how long both? Okay, well, Tierra, you've been doing hair about how long?
But taking it seriously, I'm going on my second year, like being in the shop and stuff.
Okay. And Fluff, what about you?
I've been doing stand up a little over 2 years, about 2.5 years. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm just gonna get right to it. Tierra. What is one of the most difficult things about being a hairstylist?
Lord.
Now, I ain't saying you gotta diss all your clients.
What's one of the most difficulties? The number one is really, I want to say, responding to all the messages. Like, I have missed, 15, 20 messages on Messenger just because I didn't see it because I'm not those people friends. And the second is the kids. That's it. That is all.
I totally agree. I hate that. The message request. And then the fact, no matter how many places you put your frequently asked questions, like in your bio, on your website, statuses, if you answer every question and put it as your profile picture, people still gonna ask you.
They don't wanna go look, then they be mad, like, why I gotta go search for it?
Exactly, because people
reading is fundamental.
Do not like to read.
Book you, so you wasting my time. And
man,
you even
look, okay? them be the ones that ask you 15 questions and be like, oh, okay. Like,
why did you ask me 3 million things just to say seriously? Okay?
To see if they can afford it, because they really don't want to go to Keisha down the street that's cheaper and leaving that little ball in the front of your brain.
Not the ball.
The ball in front of the brain.
What were those called before feeding? What were those called? Just cornrows?
They were cornrows, but if you didn't know how to do it right, you had a little
I always little hated loop. Those. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember. Oh, my mama did me so bogus. I told her, I forgot who did it. I wouldn't even put the name out there. For my baby shower, please. I wanted the feet into the back. And they had the balls.
Not at the baby shower.
At the baby shower. They had the balls. And they was spaced out. I was so mad. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Like,
oh, not at the baby shower.
Every time I show up, cause an
early labor.
Please. They messed me up.
That's why I gotta see pictures of your work. Yeah, I gotta see pictures of what you can do. Show me where you did this style.
But even still, some people do it and they look real good, but underneath, no.
Yeah.
I had a stocking cap stuck on my head for like a whole week trying to take it down. Yeah. A whole week.
Ooh.
Wig it. I'm just saying, when you wig it, you ain't got no problem. You ain't got no problem.
So, Fluff, what is one of the hardest things about being a comedian?
Selling tickets.
Okay.
Really getting people to come out and enjoy the shows.
Yeah, because it's a consistent come out.
Right.
Out. Yeah, okay.
And people feel like since they've seen you once, they don't have to see you again. But you go to all Beyonce's concerts.
Who in them concerts, boy?
Okay.
Yeah.
You paying your rent candy. Money. You complaining about $10, $15,
$20. This is true. I love comedy shows, though. So I personally would.
Oh, and being drunk or high at a comedy show, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, is weed legal? I don't know. Being drunk.
As long as you're not on stage drunk.
You can't be on stage drunk?
It's not good practice. It's not good practice because you want your shows to be consistent.
Yeah.
So you could get drunk or whatever, and you can go out there and have a great show. Then the next time, you're trying to get just as drunk so you can have another great
yeah,
show.
That's
then you
true.
Too drunk, and you done bombed. So.
It was a movie similar to that. What was that? Chris Rock, when they said that he wasn't the same of a comedian as he was when he was drunk versus sober. But it's a
ooh,
lot
yeah.
of comedians that are known for, like, you know.
Drinking like this.
Yeah.
He has
yeah.
a glass of cognac sipping it. The whole time, but he's sipping it.
I'm not gonna lie. That can be like habitual because massaging me personally, I prefer to be high. Like I'ma just zone out into your body and just.
I didn't say I wasn't high on stage.
I'm sorry, we're clarifying. But I'm just saying, like, the fact of being on some type of substance, like, that can be, like, addictive sometimes. No, because
I need to be high.
Yeah,
so just in case somebody helping me, I'll joke back with him instead of jump out in the crowd.
He done roast
him. Hey, what you say?
And now, I don't know if, you know, you all have privateness right now. Are anybody married, single, situationships, baby daddy, baby mama, somebody else, baby daddy? What's going on?
Ain't no ring on my finger.
I felt that.
Mm. I'm divorced and celibate. I don't even want you niggas.
Oh, not celibate, too.
Yes. Yes. You know what? I wasn't always celibate. I had my whole days, baby. I'm in my 30s, honey. Yes. I ain't Aisha. I took my whole time seriously. But I'm able to think clear. You know, I'm more focused on me, you know, growing my business. I'm not arguing with nobody. I don't have no drama. I'm not, you know, upset about stuff.
Amen. You at peace.
Peace. You're absolutely at peace. Might be a little horny, but... Some fingers are cold, but it's peaceful.
X it videos,
really baby. I got Pornhub. Don't go through my phone.
Oh my god!
But I feel like when I find the guy that I really want to be with, that I feel I can grow with and really develop something that will sustain us both, then I want to feel like that he is getting the full pleasure of my pussy instead of me being ran through right before he met me.
This is facts. That's a good way to look at
it. True. I mean, my past is my past, but I just feel like when a guy meets you and he wants to be serious about you, he don't want to deal with a woman who's already emotionally involved or drained by a man.
I'm going to ask this. That's a great point. Now, I made this up the other day. Me and my friend were talking about exactly this piece. Just because you know how certain relationships can make you a different person versus a different relationship. And I was saying one of my most recent situationships, relationships, whatever, gave me relationship PTSD. And that's like what I'm calling it.
I like that.
Because I was never insecure. I was never absolutely crazy. Like, I always been crazy, but I was never, like, you got me doing pop-ups, checking voicemails, checking text messages. Like, tell me how this bitch your auntie. No. Right. Tell me how.
And that shouldn't even be like that.
And that was never me. And that's when I realized that I was not at peace any longer, and I needed that back. So I'm going to ask y'all, what was one of the reasons or triggers when you knew you were no longer sane over a guy?
When I wanted to kill him.
Okay.
No, literally. All right. Kill him. I sat there.
Well, you got
there. I thought about all the ways I could murk that mofo, bury him, and get away with the crime. Yes, I wanted to blow his whole world up. I met his whole world up. When you want to be vindictive and you want revenge, I feel like that's when...
Look, we both had to sip.
I was plotting on that nigga life all day. And I had to come to my senses like, it's not even worth it.
It's not.
You tripping over this one guy like it's not. Who so ain't even
doing too much to not even be doing enough.
Girl, say that. Oh.
Juku Beauty cosmetics and accessories are available online at jukujanuary.com/makeup. Enter in the discount code podcast to get $5 off any single item online today. Again, that's discount code podcast at jukujanuary.com/makeup. Right, so next topic. Now, you know how you can just see those situations. Let's say a guy was just a dog, or not even a dog. Let's not say dog. You've been asking this guy to just fix this one thing, or maybe more than one thing, the whole time you was with him. And as soon as y'all over, you see, now you've been asking this man to do A, B, and C for 10 months straight. Couldn't do it. As soon as he with the next chick, it's just a right away. He just doing everything that you asked for the next chick. Why or do y'all believe that it's true to be a newer, better version of yourself to the new person versus the old person?
I've never had that happen to me, but I think if it happens to me, there's gonna be some problems. But
so you think that that would be true, that sometimes?
I think personal experience, yeah. For like, yeah, it depends though, like, because you know when you're in a situation, that person probably irritating you already, or you know y'all probably getting into it already, so you like, whatever, I ain't gotta do what you
have. You don't even put in the effort.
You don't put in the effort. But when you with somebody new, you want to be like, okay, well, this is where I fucked up at here. Let me do it the right way this time. Or maybe that person
finally make
you
apply
wanna,
it.
Maybe that, yeah, he make you want to do this shit. Like,
absolutely.
He make you want to be like, oh, hey, let me go ahead and do this for him. Because, you know, he doing everything right. This nigga over here wasn't doing shit I asked him to do. But he doing everything you asked him to do. So, yeah, it's possible that you go to the next relationship and do everything that other person was asking you, but didn't do it because maybe they wasn't doing something you asked them to do. I don't know.
Well, I mean, different people draw different things out of you.
This is facts.
Maybe what you wanted out of him, you weren't drawing out of him. See, it's one thing to keep telling a man what you want, and there's another thing to, like, encourage him and do things that develop that type of reaction or affection out of him.
I like that.
You can't just be barking, you need to change, you need to do this, you need to do that at a man, because what he gonna do is find someone else who accepts what he already gives and then gives that extra because you already taught him, well, this is gonna produce something good out of her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I believe that because I've been married before, and I've seen my ex-husband do things for other women that he did not do for me. And I just came to the conclusion that I was not compatible to him. I could not draw those things out of him, and I needed to find someone who was just more compatible with me.
Facts. Facts. Okay. Well, I like
he
that.
He was still a shitty-ass dog, but
Now, speaking of new and old, I'm just gonna flat out ask this. Have you all ever had to teach? Well, we kind of old enough. I'm younger than y'all. But have y'all had to teach? Or was it difficult? Have y'all had to do it? And if so, was it difficult to teach your new boo, oh shit, sex-wise?
Oh, that's nothing.
It's easy, actually.
So y'all like turning guys out. Yeah. So, yep.
I wouldn't say turning them out, but I see what you got first. I never tell a guy what I like, stuff like that beforehand. I see what you're coming with first.
Yeah. So we can see how we, right. If it's even worth telling.
We can see what our foundation is, because if you foundationally can't get nowhere, it ain't no point of us going first. I don't have time for it.
And then you just told him all the goods for no reason.
Exactly.
No, didn't even want to try it all with you.
And then he do the stuff that you like, and you still ain't
tell
getting
him,
you
but
there.
Some, yeah, some stuff you ain't even got to tell a nigga. But some stuff you do got to tell somebody.
Eventually you do, because he not going to like everything that sets you off. Like, when he kissed, like, right here behind your ear, something like that, it really turned you off. He's not going to know stuff like that. So I figure if we having good sex without me explaining anything to you, then it's that much easier to try new things with you.
How do y'all feel about guys asking to come to your house in general, or just like first times, or just in general? How do y'all feel about that? Because I see, like, nowadays guys just be like, where you at? What you doing? You at home? You cooking? Oh, let me come over.
Exactly, no.
Excuse me?
I don't cook for no nigga who don't buy groceries.
You hear me?
And that's the thing. Some guys, like, will even say, like, hey, you at home?
That's
if I bring some groceries, you gonna cook it for me? Nigga, hell, you don't even know if I like you yet.
Hell yeah, because I could cook that shit up and have leftovers the next day. Definitely.
But I don't even like you. I don't want you or your groceries. Matter of fact, bring the groceries and you pull the fuck out.
Yeah. That's the thing. See, I don't tend to entertain guys that I ain't feeling. If I don't like you, I'm not finna play with you. I'm not gonna talk to you, entertain you, lead you on nothing. If I'm flirting with you, it's because of something there. And you probably could get these panty draws if you act right. But other than that, I don't really like to play with people's emotions.
Yeah, I feel like some people naturally mistake my character for flirting. Because I get called a flirt a lot. And I'd be like, I've never flirted with you. What are you talking about?
But you, cause you can't be nice to niggas.
But I'm not nice at all. I'm not nice at all. And the thing is, I think I'm so mean that they think that it's a hard to... And it's not hard to get. I don't like you.
No, I'm a flirt. I know I'm not a flirt. I know I'm mean as hell.
I'm a straight up flirt. I'll be like, hey, to your baby daddy right in front of your face.
Oh, Lord.
Yikes. Jesus.
I ain't touching
him. I ain't touching him.
It's just flirting is fun. You know what I'm saying?
It is, but only if I'm into you. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, touching is dangerous. If you ain't got my phone number or address, ain't nothing dangerous about it.
It's true.
The same difference as a motherfucker sliding in your inbox. I'm just doing it in front of your face.
What do you all think are some of the things that are good to keep a relationship new or exciting?
Never saying no.
I never...
Wait,
nothing,
what?
No. I didn't even say that.
Uh-oh.
Right.
She had to think about that one.
Never saying no.
My mama taught me that. So...
My mom didn't, but I feel like I'm always optimistic when it comes to... Or adventurous, I should say. Like, I be with the shits.
As long as you my nigga. What's up? What you want to do? What? Oh, all right.
I'm really like, different guys that I talk to be into different stuff. And whether it's not me or not, just because I like you, I'm going to try it. Like, I know one guy was into, like, fishing. I'm like, okay, cool. Another guy was, like, into anime. And I had never watched it before. And I was like, I'm going to watch it. I'll be willing to try it, at least, I should say.
Women are more so willing to try whatever a guy likes. Mm-hmm. You know, because you get to spend more time with him if you're doing things that he likes.
Is that what it is? I just wanted time with them.
That's really what it is. Just think about it. Say you would have you watched anime since you've been with that motherfucker?
No.
Exactly.
That was a long situation ago. I didn't watch it. You're right. It's going, Trey. Okay, so now it's time for a little sex talk. Ooh, I heard them gums. Y'all started smiling. General, what makes sex bad? I'm gonna ask that first because y'all thought I was gonna ask basic. Small dick, but some small dicks can. It's about the motion of the ocean.
Not when you got a big ass, you ain't even getting to the pussy. You still stuck in ass cheeks.
You gotta spread them. You gotta.
Y'all booties are way bigger than mine. I thought I had a big booty until y'all walked in.
Be able to park the seas.
Yeah. So is that the only thing that makes sex bad? Small dicks? No. Tier, what about you?
Laziness.
I haven't experienced that shit. I'm bad head. Don't like rough. Like if you rough here. No, I'm not saying rough here. Okay, like let me see. If you suck on my pussy too hard, that just a fucking turn off. If you rub on my shit too hard, that's a fucking turn off.
I agree.
Sometimes that should be sexy.
I had some super bad head. Like, he was like, it reminded me of a cat drinking milk out of a bowl. Like, what are you doing?
I had that before. That shit was fucking disgusting.
What are you doing?
Like, oh my God.
It was like, look at
no.
It was just like that. And I'm like, have you not watched any porn? Or is this your first time?
Eat pussy like that. A guy who eats pussy.
Like the James Ahari video.
In that shit. I mean, all in.
Okay. No, too late. That was some badass hair.
It was. It looked terrible.
Like, I can't go crazy over no nigga who giving hair like that. Like, how?
Have y'all ever had a lot of orgasms off of head?
Absolutely, puddles all over.
I only have one guy that can give me orgasms off of head until my current guy.
I had to show motherfucker how to do it. Like everybody ain't got it.
Not coming orgasms, like
everybody ain't like, got it. I know I have to show.
I don't think that I can teach head. I can teach everything else, but if you don't got head, then you ain't got it.
Basics, then you could just tell a motherfucker like. I don't know where to do
I'm not teaching you how to move your tongue.
It's not about teaching heads, though. It's about knowing your body and what your body needs to get.
Oh yeah, I'll say, oh right there, go back. But like I'm saying, like completely teaching.
Like, I'm not a licker, I'm a sucker. Licking ain't gonna do shit, and you need to.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like if they know how to do everything else, like but like she just said, lick here, suck here. Like this is what the fuck you do. Put your finger there. Like this
don't
is how
put
you
your
do
fingers
it
in me. I only want to be penetrated by penis. That's it.
Oh no, I disagree. I disagree. No. While you eating it, put
yes,
your finger
please,
in.
Put your
no
finger
if
in
you hit in front of back.
Your
give
face
me a look.
In it.
Or your tongue. Or your tongue. I'm like, a sloppy is no, not.
Most girls be wanting fingers and.
Yeah.
I do. Why you like, even put your finger in? Yeah. I like that. Because
like
it's good for so long, but no, man, put that shit in.
Yeah.
She like, yeah.
No.
So
penetrate
what
me with the penis. That's where we go. I want to feel it stretching out.
We cause she want the big dick, so we know she don't want no damn fingers.
So what's a no during sex for y'all? Like you know how some people go too far. Like you know certain people don't like their hair getting touched or talk to a certain way or don't smack my ass. Like what's a no for y'all during sex?
Well, I mean my hair coming off anyway. So
do y'all have any no's?
It depends on the level of our relationship. Like,
would you
I
let a guy
swallow
call you bitch during sex?
Yeah,
like, come
no
here, bitch. No.
No. No.
What? I like seeing porns like that, and I thought about requesting
no
that, but I was
girls
like, no.
It depends
they
who it
they
is.
Because
I don't want
sex,
I don't want you to do it too
life
much.
No.
Yeah.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
The
it's
thing
all
is,
emotion.
As soon
if you
as
call me a bitch while we
no
fucking, as
girls
soon as I make you mad,
like a slut. That's what I heard. Like during sex, they want to be the slut. You know what I'm saying? They want that type
sometimes
of vibe.
Right, put it in my ass. Let's some shit like that. Not calling me no bitch. Hell no.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So, another thing. So, we got that down pack. So, Tiara, I'm guessing you like the dirty talk.
I like everything.
Yes, dirty talk is different than calling me
so,
a bitch.
So,
you
I'm
going to
upgrade a little
bitch
nastier. Do y'all like spit?
Yep.
No.
I don't like.
No, don't. But just yeah, drop the spit in my mouth when you on top. I like
oh
that shit.
Girl, what kind of man needs braises and potato salad shit?
I asked my guy to do that. Just drop some spit in my mouth. Oh. Like if I'm sitting here.
I haven't asked for it, but it happened. And when it happened, it.
Don't judge.
And when it happened,
like
it happened.
It. Just
like saying, have world you ever had somebody drop like liquor in your mouth?
No, but that sounds good too.
I don't even kiss everybody.
No, I need to kiss you when you in the front of back and you turn around and kiss them. Yeah.
No, if you ain't okay,
so
I don't want to kiss you in the mouth.
Wait.
You could have been eating somebody else pussy before you.
Nigga,
did
if you hit everyone this. No, I'm not saying. Because, of course, everybody, you know. But the thing is, I'm talking about, like, relationships or somebody that you go full throttle sex with. Like, your boo,
everything,
your main, your situation.
Let me call Nikki. She might want to join in.
You know what? Okay. So, I'm going to ask y'all this, then. Not with interference. Have y'all creamed or squirted with every guy or only certain guys brought that out of you?
I am
certain
a squirter.
You're not a squirter?
I am a squirter.
Are you a creamer?
It depends. But I only cream if it's not good.
What's the percentage, though, like a dude? So, how many dudes made y'all come? Out of all of them, like the percentage. Not
come or orgasm?
All of them. Like, what's the percentage that made y'all really come?
Come or orgasm? You said come.
What
come
if I don't remember everybody?
Right.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like a general.
Orgasm or come?
He's saying come. Every nigga should
you make
you
come.
You gotta
come
get the fuck on.
Well, orgasm then. Twice? Two people?
No.
Two niggas?
Three
niggas?
Those
so
are
low percentages, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody
knows
how to do that.
Those are my main guys.
Yeah.
Like my last three relationships. Mm-hmm. Only three.
And it's really, it probably be the main because y'all got a connection.
So,
and then,
so I was saying, you could fake an orgasm, but you can't fake leg checking, right? You can't fake
that. You can fake leg
shaking. You can fake leg shaking.
I've never.
Absolutely.
I fake moan, but I never fake
you
leg
can't
shake.
Fake no leg shaking.
Nah, because
oh,
it comes natural. You can't, so y'all fake leg shake?
See that leg?
I didn't know nobody faked the leg shake. I thought it was just fake moaning.
No. See, mom, no.
I never
if
faked the leg
have
shake.
If you believe you is coming, you got to play the whole damn part. You got
I'm
to
not gonna fake.
My dad played me.
I'm not gonna fake. I'm gonna let you know you ain't doing
you ain't
this shit right.
I'm the whole body shape. shake it down and make you really think you're doing something.
You know what?
Oh, I'm like really going crazy.
You know
but
what?
But seriously, if sex ain't bad, I'll put a guy out. You're going to have to get dressed and get the fuck out.
Do y'all like one night stands? How you ever did that?
Absolutely.
I've never had a one night stand.
Girl, I've had so many.
I have.
No?
Only because it was whack. Like, and then a person was like, if you... You already on the border of being fucked with, and then you do some whack ass shit, and I'm good.
See, I'm married young, so after I divorced, I was too fuck y'all and y'all relationships.
How old was you when you got married?
The first time 18, the second time 20.
Yikes. Do you all believe in sex tapes? Do you all like recording?
Absolutely.
Yep. But does it have to be you phone. Or does it have to be him? Do he have to be a man? Or is this just like anybody that you fuck?
Gotta be my nigga that I trust.
I have only
that's if it's on a phone.
I have only made texts to my husband, and I never put my face in anything.
I know, right? Okay, so I'm gonna ask y'all this: when y'all having sex, and like, long story short, do y'all like to taste y'all own cum? Like, say he's sticking it in, and he tell you to come suck it, and yeah, okay.
Stick your fingers down, yeah.
Oh, you need hand sanitizer right now. You know what, Fluff? I'm so over you.
I mean, if you put a nigga dick in your mouth, why wouldn't you taste your own self?
Some people don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, even if you eat me out, okay, come kiss me. Like, let me taste that shit. So mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, okay. How do y'all feel about swallowing cum?
Only for my husband. If you're going to be a nasty-ass freak, you got to save something for marriage.
What if you don't believe in marriage and you want to fuck everybody crazy?
I ain't swallowing it.
Mm. See, with the swallowing, I got to see what that shit look like first. Then...
Like, you need to see him come one time, yeah. And the next time y'all fuck?
No, maybe. It depends on the person. Depends.
What do you mean? What are you trying to see? If it's too much cum?
If it's chunky, like, they're like... And maybe something like, okay,
that's
maybe not swallow, but if you taste it, if you taste it one time and it was like, okay, decent, but it, and then if you tasted it and it was like, fuck no, I'm not
the
putting shit back in my mouth.
The only two guys that I did that to did taste completely different. Like, one of them didn't mind. Y'all swallow it all day.
Yeah.
Another guy, it was like salty, like tangy.
What the fuck is you eating, bro?
It was the diet.
Y'all should try it from a vegetarian. And then somebody that just eat
so vegetarian cum tastes better.
That's what I'm trying to taste it like God was supposed to.
Trey,
make.
Are you insinuating for us? Let me find out. Trey was trying to. Let me. Suck more vegetarian dick.
But it's true. It depends on his diet.
Yeah.
If his.
The other guy ate like shit. Like he ate gas station food for a living. Like
vegetables and fruit and stuff like that. Right. That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Just the guy like, that ate healthier cum was nasty.
That's what I be saying.
It was
like,
nasty. It was like salty.
He got a
like,
better looking
tangy.
Body, or he actually
no.
Ate
I said
better.
The one that ate better. His cum tasted nastier than the guy that ate junk food all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know the time.
I don't know.
I have done
I'm not
it,
a cum professional taster,
and
but
the other one was like, okay, I can deal.
Yeah. That can mess it up. That can mess it up.
You gotta be in a committed relationship before I'll swallow it or let you come in my mouth.
So this is the last question from I think. How do y'all feel about circumcision?
First of all, circumcised penises look way better. They're way more appetizing. But uncircumcised penises just... they present a risk of bacterial vaginosis because if they don't properly clean the folds of their skin around their penis, it can throw off your body's pH balance.
But have you ever continuously fucked a guy who was uncircumcised?
Absolutely. He was putting groceries in my house, gas in my car. I'll take your little.
Was there a difference with the sex? What about you, Tierra?
There is a difference. It's harder to give oral sex on someone who is uncircumcised because you gotta constantly pull that skin back and hold it there like.
But as far as penetration, you know what's weird? Like when you feel a guy like growing inside you, like getting harder.
Mm-hmm.
The uncircumcised dick, like it felt like. I don't know how to explain it.
Skin moving back in that fetus coming off.
It wasn't a bad thing though. Like a circumcised guy could never.
You know? He could never.
But you know how a guy gets more harder while he in you? Like you can do something and then just turn him on and you just feel it growing in you. Like the uncircumcised, like I felt it growing. Like I'm like.
But honestly, that's the fun in it, because if you get an uncircumcised guy penis to look like he's circumcised, that means he rock hard. He in that motherfucker.
Yeah. So how do y'all feel about anal?
I love it. No. Once you get past that initial pain.
It's a go.
Shit.
From big dicks or just small? Or
she
does it
matter?
She
said she don't like small.
I know, but small, big and anal? Like, that's not an easy combination.
It depends on how big.
Was
because
she
you got guys who are long, and then you have guys who are thick. Now, the thicker they are, the more it hurts. But once you get past that initial penetration where it hurts and you open up, you good after that.
Y'all know a study that I actually found out, your jaws are connected to your anal of your body. So the more relaxed your jaws are, the more relaxed your ass is going to be. Right. So if you relax your face, it's going to be like, wait a minute.
Wait, you're right. Now that I'm thinking about it, because if you bite down, you're trying to take the pain, that shit.
Yeah, if you sit there and just go like this, like, you know.
You're supposed to bite down.
Yeah.
You are supposed to breathe. You're supposed to.
And even like if you like lift up your arms and like relax your jaws, it'll help your anal. Did you all just learn that? Sex tip from Juku. Thank you.
Juku, go!
Another sex tip.
Hey.
If you have sex on your period, it can help bring your period flow down quicker.
I've only done that once, and I'm not a fan of that. We did it in the shower when I was on my period because he was that damn thirsty to wait. But I'm not really a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that.
With that.
And you're more
I feel like just like, it's like really like, it's like a big fucking mess. Like, maybe towards the later days, but
I just feel like my nigga, you can wait. Cause otherwise, if we in the shower, then okay, cool. But it can't even get that nasty. Cause I'm not giving you head after that.
Me, I'm probably just as thirsty as he is. Like for my nigga, like as thirsty as he is. So I'm like, okay, whatever, fuck it. You with it? Let's go.
Well, this is a no judgment zone. Me personally, I just want to wait, or
no,
we can be in the shower.
Get this on now. We ain't waiting for shit.
But.
So
most
would you
time,
do anal while you wear
that's
like
what
a tampon?
Saying. Yeah, that's what it'd be like. That's what it'd be like.
I've never done that, but I just thought of that. Would you do anal while you wear a tampon?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even like tampons.
I don't like tampons, but if that's what we finna do, that's what we finna
but
do.
But I'm saying just to avoid your coochie pussy, would you just go straight to the ass until you're done?
Smart. Yeah.
No. This coochie is extra juicy for you. Oh. And it even got a little food coloring in it. You good?
You know what? One more question, because I forgot you're a comedian. You crazy motherfucker. This one might be intense. Has a guy ever came in your ass?
Absolutely.
Wow, so I'm not the only one.
What, this supposed to pull out? That's a one.
I didn't know if that was like a super common thing. I'm extra fertile, so I'm like, hey, that's the only hole you can come in. Well, down there, I'm in my mouth, but
I've only really done that with one guy, and yeah, like that was the point, so he could come in unprotected.
All right. Okay. Well, Bobby and Trey are actually both here. Say hi, Bobby.
Hello.
Say hey, Trey. Yo. Now, I'm going to let them interview us for this remaining portion. Y'all tune in 0.2 seconds while we go to this commercial break.
So, actually, we are not going to a commercial break. What I decided to do is keep the remaining on the next episode. So, y'all tune in because it's definitely about to get juicier with Trey and Bobby. But let me just close up this video real quick, just in case y'all did have any questions or wanted to reach out to either Tierra or Fluff.
Needed that one.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning into the Sex Talk with Juku. You know, Juku got the juice. And I gave y'all some tips today. Y'all done learned a thing or two.
Yeah, you nasty.
That's not what I was insinuating that you learned. But now that you know, whatever. I'll take that with pride. Super nasty. What's he saying? Thug nasty? Nasty thug. But Caramel Fluffy, let them know where they can follow you. Instagram, Facebook, wherever.
Caramel Fluffiness. You can find me on Facebook, Caramel Fluffiness. You can hit up my website at www.kfluff369.com. You can find me on Instagram at Caramel Fluffiness, YouTube Caramel Fluff, and Twitter Caramel Fluffiness.
All right, Tierra, let them know where they can follow you.
Whew, that was a lot. Jesus, mine's Dream Deanna, but it's Dream Deanna. I'm going to say it's Dream _ Deanna on Instagram. I don't know. Let me see what my
D-E-A-N-A.
Yeah, D-E-A-N-A.
For people don't know how to spell. All right. Well, I am Juku January. You can search Juku January on YouTube. King _JUKU on Instagram. You don't even have to follow me on Twitter because, you know, I kind of say more personal things on there. And no matter of fact, I don't know. But I'm Juku January everywhere. We're going to wrap this up. Next week, I will be doing this again. I do have on my Stick Talk shirt today. You know, so I do like to support Black businesses. I am a Black business owner, as you can see. Harajuku is my cosmetic brand. Today, I have on Hustler lipstick. Some of you all can't see. It's just a green vivacious color, and I have on my Ari lashes. And you can shop with me or book me online at jukujanuary.com. Until next time, love and hustle with Juku January, baby. It's a motherfucking rap. If you ain't coming, you should be counting. Coming and counting.
Bah. Coming and counting. That was a good one.
Love and hustle, coming and counting.